John Kelly.
Hey.
Laszlo, how are you?
Super, thank you.
Hey, man, I'm at your website, innervoice.com. I watched all the videos. Sweet Christ, man. I had never really believed in aliens before, but I think you're the real deal.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
How did you figure it out? How did you crack the alien code? How do you know what's going on in the world of aliens?
Well, I have a few different instruments that I'm using. One is an infrared camera. And that camera allows me to observe events occurring in the atmosphere that don't resemble the activities of known aircraft and behaviors such as things that look like satellites, except they're flashing lights, or lights that appear and disappear while interacting with lasers and changing courses.
What did you say you have? It's called an infra what?
Infrared.
Infrared. Now, are you the only one who has this type of camera?
Not at all, actually. It's quite common in astronomy.
Oh, it is? Because I never... How would you say it again?
Infra, I-N-F-R-A.
Infrared. And with this infrared camera, you can see what aliens are doing in the sky?
Well...
And I can get one?
Infrared wavelengths are longer than those in visible light that the human eye can detect, which means that infrared light is less susceptible to atmospheric scatter due to particles in the atmosphere, which means you can see further, longer, and more clearly than you can in normal light. So we can detect wavelengths that are invisible to the human eye and observe objects and behaviors that are not similar to those of conventional aircraft when we use that kind of equipment. And this kind of equipment is available to consumers in a variety of modes. You can buy, certainly in the United States, you can buy night vision equipment.
But nobody uses them, or else they would know about this alien stuff. So when you
say that nobody uses them, I'm kind of confused, because actually the infrared security cameras are prevalent. Infrared astronomy is prevalent. This stuff is all over the place. So I think it's quite widely used.
Well, then how? I've never heard of infrared, but you say when you look through it, you could see aliens. If everybody else has them, and maybe I'm just ignorant to this, if everybody else has these infrared cameras, how come they're not seeing aliens as well?
Well, when you say that everyone is not seeing them, I think that's kind of confusing as well, because, in fact, there's lots and lots of evidence. A lot of civilian observers post their information online. Even NASA's own astronomical instruments are recording unknowns through telescopes and other kinds of astronomy. So it doesn't take much more than a little bit of curiosity and a little bit of research to look online, for example, to find those images, either from NASA, other space agencies, or civilian observers using night vision equipment. It's widespread.
Wow, that's crazy. I just had no idea. I'm at your website again. It's called yourinnervoice.com?
Yeah.
Yourinnervoice.com. And when you say they have infrared security systems and infrared security cameras, are they looking for aliens?
Well, because those systems will be running 24/7 at a variety of facilities and pointing in multiple directions, including NASA facilities,
right.
They'll capture events in the atmosphere, which may include like meteors,
okay,
fireballs, those kinds of things, as well as unknowns.
All right, crazy. So, and then you say that Barack Obama knows there's aliens?
Well, I think the president is certainly in touch with these issues, as they have been a matter of government security, and this is widely documented through the government's own paperwork, which is, again, something people can find online. So I believe the president has been briefed, and he discussed this, of all places, in his inaugural address, and I detected this information by playing the inaugural in reverse. Let's listen to President Barack Obama's inaugural.
There's been greater cooperation and understanding between nations. We will begin to responsibly leave Iraq to its people and forge a hard-earned peace in Afghanistan.
We can hear the president?
Right.
Yep.
Play backwards. I heard the words, knows power of alien saucers.
Knows power of alien saucers. Knows power of alien saucers. Knows power of alien saucers.
Wow. That's crazy. So you think he meant for us to, at least people like you, or people who are in tune to it, who have infrared cameras and those types of things, checking out and looking on the internet and all these things, people who are really out there looking for it, he meant for you to play it backwards so that you would know?
Well, I think his unconscious mind was communicating. It was a signal or a signature of unconscious communications. It was disclosing or leaking insights into the president's thoughts, yes.
It's like a verbal wavelength that's longer than an audible verbal wavelength, kind of like infrared.
Well, you're familiar with the electromagnetic spectrum, of course.
Of course.
And there's all the X-rays, and, of course, being in radio, radio waves are part of that spectrum as well.
Sure. Okay, so he didn't know that if you played it in reverse, it said most powerful alien saucers?
I don't think it was contrived consciously, but like body language where people move their hands while they talk, that's unconscious communications. And so the speech organs are muscular and subject to unconscious signals, just like the hands move when people talk. They don't do it consciously, but they do it.
Do you have any other audio like that?
I've got lots of audio. You know, February 20th was the anniversary of the Friendship 7, John Glenn orbit of the Earth.
Yeah.
And famously, John Glenn reported seeing fireflies outside of the craft while he was in orbit. And here is the radio transmissions from John Glenn.
Roger, this is Friendship 7, and now that sunrise is starting, I have all these little particles coming around the capsule again, just at sunrise.
Played in reverse, I heard Glenn say, another spaceship's appearing.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
That's
that
really
that.
Clear.
And interestingly enough, I think that Glenn actually intuitively or psychically was having dreams about extraterrestrials. Let's listen to this part of the clip.
Are you still seeing the particles? Negative. I don't seem to see them around here on this side. I saw a few, just after I left Canaveral and turned around facing forward.
But in reverse, I could hear him say, the nightmare, what is the dream kind of alien?
That's unheard of. All these things are so crystal clear, but you're saying that they're saying them forward, but somehow psychologically they know that if you play them backwards, that the truth will be told. Is there any chance that aliens are dictating to them what to say, and then when we play it backwards, then we know they're trying to get a message through to us?
I don't have any evidence that aliens are in control of the message transmissions, but I can say that it appears as if John Glenn was having dreams, if not nightmares, about alien spaceships, and his unconscious was disclosing that.
Man. Now, do people always just talk about aliens, or do they sometimes give up other secrets when they're talking backwards?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, Robert Blake's deceased wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley, was found dead of a gunshot wound outside of a Los Angeles restaurant by Blake, and he went through several trials over this. Robert Blake, of course, Beretta from the 1970s.
Yeah.
Bonnie Lee used to tape her telephone calls. Here's one of the tapes.
But the only thing is, to see, I'm only going to be here until, like, February, and then I'm leaving, you know, so I hope it's
I think you'll come before that.
Be better, yeah.
When I played that backwards, I could hear Bonnie Lee say, I know he'll murder me.
I know he'll murder me.
I'm not sure I buy that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let me hear it again.
Sure. So, Bonnie Lee backwards, I know he'll murder me.
I know he will murder me.
I mean, that's perfect, I think.
Well, we can transform it back to the original just to show you where the clip came from.
And then I'm leaving, you know.
And you can test this on your own equipment and backwards.
Yeah.
What kind of equipment would I need to do this?
Like a digital audio desktop editing workstation, which could be like a PC computer with some audio software.
Okay.
So Audacity is a free software that people can use on IBMs and Macs, and it reverses audio, and people can test this procedure just by making voice recordings and playing them backwards. I've used this very successfully, actually, to break a lot of news and to beat the headlines on a number of major stories, including back in 2001, President Bush's inaugural address. Here's the inaugural from President Bush.
And to all nations, we will speak for the values that gave our nation birth.
Played in reverse, I heard the president say the words, Mission of Baghdad.
Crazy.
That's unbelievable. So maybe even like if I took what I'm saying right now and played it in reverse, it would give all of us a message.
It's possible that in a one-minute sample, your voice will disclose something additional that might be meaningful to you.
It's that like that Michael Keaton movie, only different.
Unbelievable. The whole thing is just unbelievable.